Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This is part one of a series under the umbrella title of Christian Lifestyle. We each have our own style and the world is all the richer for that. Each person is unique and interesting as such. I'm sure you would agree that it is a good idea to occasionally re-evaluate our own style. Are we happy with it? What can we improve? How can we be the best that we can be? How can we engage in never-ending, incremental improvement? Some people never think about these things and they drift through life aimlessly and thoughtlessly. Some people do occasionally think about these things but never do anything about it. And some people do rouse themselves to self-improvement, usually on January the 1st, but they slip back into old ways by January the 3rd. Some people only think about lifestyle in personal terms. But how about considering others and indeed God? We're not our own. We're children. We are parents. We are siblings, friends, members of groups, parts of the community, children of God, disciples of Jesus. We each have lots of relationships, and our lifestyle affects all the people we know. What is it about us that other people like and admire? What is it about us that other people don't like and have to put up with? Have we got into bad habits and bad attitudes? What is God thinking about us? How can we be more pleasing to Him? This program and others in the series are designed to help you to think about these sorts of things. But first, a couple of songs about lifestyle from two experts in the field, Foster and Allen.
When you score with a chick in the disco bar, take her home in your hairy little car. Then you find you went to school with her man pa. You're the oldest swinger in town. When you won't look in the mirror in the light of day, swear you dyed it when your hair turns grey. When you zip up your trousers and your belly's in the way, you're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come and there you go, white wheel spots on the stereo. But the engine's cracked and the driver also. You're the oldest swinger in town. When the barber takes a little less time each week, the kids don't understand a word you speak. When you walk into a disco and they offer you a seat, you're the oldest swinger in town. You prefer a pint of shandy to Bacardi and Coke. The sounds are too loud, there's too much smoke. You'd like another dance but you're afraid you'll get a stroke. You're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come with your chest all bare, a little gold ingot and a lot of grey hair. Like the disco king meets Yogi Bear, you're the oldest swinger in town. When you're feeling as stiff as the skinhead's boot, you rub on Vic where you used to splash brute. And the latest punk fashion is your wedding suit. You're the oldest swinger in town. when you have to go shopping for your sex appeal. Travolta shades and 9-inch heels, to say a man is just as old as the woman he feels. You're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come with your lips closed tight. You'll never smile, you know it wouldn't look right, 'cause your dentures glow in ultraviolet light. You're the oldest swinger in town. And you look so mean 'cause your pants are too tight. You're the oldest swinger in town. And it takes you all night to do what you used to do all night. You're the oldest swinger in town. As I went out walking once down by the strand, I spied a young damsel, she was dressed up so grand, with feathers and fineries and jewels of gold. Oh, she looked like a damsel of 19 years old. Then I hugged her and I squeezed her till she gave her consent, and off to be married the pair of us went. And after our marriage 'twas home I did stroll, oh, with a beautiful damsel of 19 years old. Then after our marriage I laid down to rest, to retire for the night with my fair maid so blessed. And asked Lord of Wadding from her waist she did fold, and she looked like a cuckoo of 19 years old. Now she took off her eyebrows so fair and so fine, she took out her false teeth and she looked 29. Then she took off her false wig, her bald head soon told, that she looked more like 90 than 19 years old. She screwed off her left leg just down from her knee, she took off her fingers and she left only three. She took out her glass eye and the carpet it rolled, ah, sweet holy Moses, she was 90 years old. Now all ye young fellows, when a courting you go, examine your damsel from her head to her toe. Get married in time or you'll surely be sold to a blooming old damsel of 90 years old.
As you can see, the first lesson about lifestyle, Christian or otherwise, is to be true to yourself. Be honest. Honest with yourself, other people, and God. But so much of our lifestyles are to do with putting on a face to meet the faces that we meet, as T.S. Eliot the poet put it, or keeping up with the Joneses, being dedicated followers of fashion, posing. So how about coming on a journey with me right now, and having a good look at ourselves and our own lifestyle, and see what we would like to be and how we might get there.
There is but one freedom, man running along. Each step that he's taking, a step to his soul. The passion and courage it takes to be there, the spirit of freedom, the life in the air. Whenever the running man awakes to challenge to knows he can turn the key circles together, all hands to the sky, the freedom of running, the freedom to fly. Let no man surround himself with pain, but use it to
So, in the race of life, let's begin by getting into shape, literally, physically. We're a lot happier when we're a lot healthier and fitter. It's pretty obvious that it pays us to be fit physically. So how about spending some time and putting in a bit of effort every day into getting progressively fitter for the race of life? Not the rat race, but the sheer joy of being like a horse running free in a field, running just for the fun of it, full of joie de vivre, the joy of life. Every day I spend 45 minutes exercising on my indoor bicycle, treadmill, doing 100 sit-ups, 100 press-ups, non-stop I might add, 1,000 arm exercises with light weights. I also walk the dog, I jog rather than walk, I take stairs instead of lifts and so on. Allied to this, I'm very careful about my diet. Well, what's the point of wasting all that exercise in one cream cake indulgence? I don't see it as sacrificially giving up anything, but rather as positively eating healthily in pursuit of the wonderful feeling of feeling fit as a fiddle, on top of the world. Catch the vision, feel the fitness. Somehow in our society, a treat by definition seems to be something bad for you. Whereas I believe that a treat is not a treat until it is clearly good for you. Sugary, fatty things come with a guilt complex, but low-calorie, high-fibre foods come with smug self-satisfaction. Physical health also requires good sleeps, regular habits about going to bed and rising. I don't do the computer after 10 o'clock at night, because a news item showed that we do not sleep so relaxed if our heads are still buzzing from electronic stimulus. I can go out like a light in as quick as 30 seconds. Mind you, I've more of a struggle in the morning. Routine is also vital for physical health. Our bodies were designed for movement, not sitting, for rising and going to sleep with the rising and the setting of the sun. And it helps to learn to pace our speed of life in the marathon race of life. I don't mean slavish obedience to schedules, but knowing our target, our aim, our plan, and having some sort of measuring stick as to how well we're doing. So, have I convinced you yet that it is well worth studying health and fitness and working hard every day to promote them? It is its own reward. You can do it in all sorts of ways, fun ways, like dancing or swimming, for instance, as Ian White recommends.
The weather outside is snow and ice, it's freezing. But here inside, beside the fire, it's warm. There's something that I know that we'll find pleasing. That's you and me dancing for the Lord. We've seen Rolling Rat, Postman Pat on the TV. We've seen so much our eyes. Instead we'll have some music. Take off your shoes and get up from the chair. For happy is the boy, happy is the girl, who learns what it means to praise the Lord. So clap your hands, let us dance together. Just you and me dancing for the Lord. The weather outside is snow and ice, it's freezing. But here inside, beside the fire, it's warm. You and me dancing for the Lord. We've seen Rolling Rat and Postman Pat on the TV. We've seen so much our eyes are nearly square. So switch it off, instead we'll have some music. Take off your shoes and get up from your chair. For happy is the boy,
swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. Well, you put out your hand, you stop the bus, you get on the bus, you don't make a fuss, you go to the baths and you put on your trunks. Who's gonna come and swimming with us? We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. Well, you put out your hand, you stop the bus, you get on the bus, you sit at the front, you go to the swimming pool, put on your trunks. Who's gonna come and swimming with us? We're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. Well, you can sit in the bubbles, sit in the slide, you can even go outside, you go in the pool where the water is wide. Where did you want to go? You decide. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. Oh, we're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. You can sit in the bubbles or go down the slide, you can even go outside, you can go in the pool where the water is wide. Where do you want to go? You decide. We're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, we're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We're going swimming, diddle 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 diddle. Well, you get all dry and you put on the clothes, you get on the bus and you go back home. You get all dry and you put on your clothes, you go in the bus and you go back home. We've been swimming, we've been swimming, we've been swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We've been swimming, we've been swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We can go again, how would you like to go again? We'll go swimming, diddle 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 diddle. We'll go swimming, diddle 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 diddle.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we explore how to improve our lifestyle. Step 1, become an athlete. Develop physical fitness and health. Then we're in a position to improve our minds and our intellectual capacity. Fit bodies help achieve sharper minds. So every day I not only exercise my body, I give my brain cells a workout too. I read books, listen to Radio 4, and 3TFM, of course, especially programmes like this one. I watch TV news, current affairs, documentaries and comedies. I combine the indoor cycling with DVD film watching, and it's amazing how many films you can get through watching just 20 minutes a day. My desire to get the next instalment in the film helps me to get back on the bike. You can work out your own tricks of the trade, but just catch the vision. Open your mind up to being interested in everything. Seek out data, data, data. Develop healthy curiosity. Ask questions, like kids. But why, but why, but why? Stretch your imagination. Cultivate feelings and willpower too. Have eyes to see and ears to hear. Listen to other people. Tap their brains. Learn from everyone, from everything, everywhere. Passionately hunger and thirst for knowledge and wisdom, like Michael Card.
So many books.
like.
Are you with me so far? Well, don't rest on your laurels if you want to keep progressing towards a better lifestyle. All that we have said is good, but not good enough. You see, we could develop our bodies but neglect our minds and become like Rambo, all muscle but no brain.
Da da da.
Or bimbos, beautiful bodies but thick as a brick. On the other hand, we could be swotty intellectuals with huge brains and eggheads, but wimps as far as physique is concerned, like dandelions, all head and no body. So you see, we need to develop both our bodies and our brains. But even then, it's not enough, because you can get a beautiful body and a sharp mind, but a cold heart, a clever devil, a dangerous, manipulative monster. Carly Simon knows one. So we want more than just a body beautiful and a bright brain. We want for ourselves, and we also want any partner or friend to be kind-hearted, considerate, sensitive, compassionate, loving, and so on. With a lovely spirit, in other words. Good souls. If we want it for other people, then we owe it to others to be that ourselves for them. Too often boys want to be Jack the Lad, but the girlfriend to be chaste and virtuous. We want politicians to be honest and open, while we have lower standards for ourselves, perhaps. Be the sort of person that you admire. Be the sort of person you would like the minister to describe in your eulogy. So, join me in my threefold ambition: to be an athlete, scholar, and saint. An ASS for short. Ha ha ha, I know ASS is ass. Well, you'll remember it better that way. I could have made it SAS if you prefer. So I am not ashamed to say that I aspire to increasingly become all three, including saint. That is why I read the Bible and pray every day since I was 7 years old. We had family worship at home, Sunday school, youth group, adult Christian education and prayer group. I went to university to study theology. And 30-odd years of frontline parish work has been quite a spiritual workout. The secret of the best lifestyle is to be close to Jesus and become Christ-like, Christ-centered, not self-centered. Have an I love Jesus and Jesus loves me philosophy of life, and live with Jesus and for Jesus. Aspire to be the best we can be for him whom we love. Offer him our best body, mind and spirit. Having a Christian lifestyle is one continuous act of worship, pleasing to God, like our local St. Mary's guitar group sings here.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true.
Change my heart, O God.
And if everybody was like this, what a change there would be in society. There would be a revival in the nation's lifestyle, as Robin Marx sings here. Bye for now.
To the lost soul reaching for a higher reaching for a higher high. From the young man